Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the program. Talking about the big debate tonight, what you expect. Your advice would be for President Trump, for Joe Biden. I want to keep it equal opportunity, both parties. Also talked a little bit about the New York 27 debate. Again, I can't say enough about St. Joe's. The teachers out there, what they're doing for those young minds, it really is incredible. More schools should follow, I think, in that pattern. The way that debate was conducted, the performance of all the people on the stage as well. There was no craziness. There was no shenanigans. People represented themselves. They showed dignity. They understood the audience they were speaking to, not only the constituents who are going to be voting, but also that the fact that there were young people there, and that's not the time to go screaming and going crazy. And I think everyone deserves credit for the way they conducted themselves. More importantly, St. Joe's. My only criticism is that it sounded like Lou Gehrig's farewell address at Yankee Stadium. I mean, what is happening here? No one could hear it. But other than that, there are other – WBN has audio that sounds better than that, but there's still that echo, and there's just you gotta make that better. Other than that, brilliant, and they do a great service. They all deserve credit, and appreciate that. Let's go to the phones, 803-0930, 1-800-616-WBEN. You can also text us on the, what is it, Volkswagen of
the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text line, 803-0930. And by the way, David, that'll be open tonight starting at 10:30.
That's right.
Well,
I want to give a plug. Now, we will have the debate covered here live. And I want to remind you to listen to WBN on your smart speaker. Just ask your phone, your smart speaker, I should say, to play WBN. It's powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. In my experience as an adult, adult men with the first name of Dell carrying a handgun at all times. Don't mess with a grown man named Dell. Just saying. But the company, we appreciate their support and their sponsorship.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah. But WBN on your smart speaker, you just ask it to play WBN, and it's powered by Dell, and we appreciate that. Let's go to Tim in Ripley. Tim, what's on your mind in Ripley?
First, I got a great show. I love it. You're the perfect replacement. I miss Sandy, but I'm glad you got the show.
Thank you. It's very kind, Tim.
Talking about the debate tonight, I think I'm going to echo a lot of the other callers. First off, just let Biden speak. I really want to see if he addresses this Hunter Biden issue and the computer. Number two, what's the over-under? How many times Trump's going to call him big guy tonight?
That would be a great – that's a great bet. It's almost as many times as Joe Biden says, come on, man.
Hey, one more thing. It just came out on Fox News. I don't know if you heard this. Hunter Biden's former business partner, I want to say it's Babinski. They showed him in a naval uniform, so I'm sure he was in the service with him. Basically came out confirming that the big guy is actually Joe Biden and that the family did push him to go overseas and make all these deals. I think he's the stepson of either Kerry or Gore. So that's where the connection is. So another
wow. I got to look into that. That's crazy. It just gets more and more just insane. You know, the did you have any doubt, though, that the big guy was Joe Biden?
No, not at all.
I mean, really, it's absurd. I think the most damning of all the emails that have been released is the one that he's talking to his sister saying, unlike Dad, I'm not going to take half of the money you bring in.
Exactly.
I mean, that's pretty alarming, you know, but who knows? That's why everyone is innocent until proven guilty. Tim and Ripley, excellent call. Appreciate you. I almost said Ripley, believe it or not. Someone just texted into the program, Trump is not truly muted unless he is also blurred. Well done. Well done. They should tile him. Like he's in, like, you know, when people disrobe and you don't see his face.
Yeah, exactly.
Blur him and mute him at the same time.
Or do what they do now, because they don't do the blur as much. If you watch a movie on TBS, they just put an emoji over what you're not
over
supposed
what you're
to
not
see.
Supposed to see. The delegates. But, yeah, Joe Beamer will be live right after the debate. The debate will be on WBN at 9 p.m. Joe Beamer takes over 10:30. And how late are you going to go, Joe?
Well, I'm planning to go till 2, but I will go later if the listeners are there. And if we go later, there's a good chance that I will go over the prop bets and what hit and what didn't.
You're talking about the proposition bets in Vegas that are covering everything.
Yeah, I mean,
literally, to how long, who interrupts the most.
Who will be muted first? And by the way, if you bet Joe Biden, the payout's pretty good because all odds are that Donald Trump will be muted before Joe Biden. But I think that just really goes who goes first, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess everyone's going to be, yeah, who needs to be muted first is the real thing. I don't think anyone, you're not going to know who got muted because they were talking because their microphone's not on, unless the camera's right on their face and they're trying to speak and they can't, you know. But again, to me, the takeaway from this is that if you listen to all the people that are defending this, and again, you know, Kevin Hardwick gets, everyone just piles on Kevin Hardwick. Kevin Hardwick is, regardless of, you know, former Republican, now a Democrat, the guy knows exactly when he comes on this network, he's going to get slings and arrows. He does it. He's a happy warrior. He says his point of view. He's unapologetic about his point of view. He's a grown man. He has a point of view, and I respect it. I respect him. I respect his point of view. I love the way he gets at it. I would love him to come on this program and defend that. But again, I mean, the idea that people that disagree with us, we just have to throw into the bus and run them over again. It's ridiculous. The day Kevin Hardwick and his wife are rolling around in their front lawn with a shirt off is the day that you can make a, you know, character assassination. The man is a gentleman. He conducts himself with dignity. He's a wonderful family guy. He disagrees with, you know, conservatives and Republicans.
Yeah, you know, Kevin Hardwick, we disagree a lot on politics, but Kevin's a great guy. You know, I used to produce his show with Hardline. Yeah. He's always been a guest when I look to him when I'm hosting. He'll actually be the first guest tonight at 10:30. But hey, you don't have to agree with someone to respect someone. And I respect Kevin's opinion. I respect Kevin coming on the station and usually talking with people that disagree with him. And I know he would love to come on your show. David, by the way, don't forget, next hour, Jacob Neuheisel will be your guest.
Jacob Neuheisel. We'll also have Omar Hardaway coming in for a little bit. Troy Stewart will chime in on the debate. Someone said that I need to correct myself. The debate yesterday, New York 27, was not at St. Joe's. It was actually in the culvert in Orleans County, right under the canal. There was an echo. You don't, if you're from Orleans County, you don't know about the culvert road. There's a culvert tunnel under Erie Canal in right outside of Medina. And
oh, there's a joke there. Yeah. I thought someone was saying.
What we would do in Orleans County, we'd drive under the culvert, open the window, and scream at the top of your lungs. And that echo is the most incredible experience. That's part of being in Orleans County. You got to drive under the Erie Canal and scream, and you get the same effect that the debate had.
There's a tunnel going through Pittsburgh, and when we would go see Virginia Tech in Pittsburgh, we would roll the windows down, blast the fight song, and yell "Go Hokies" because it would echo out the.
You got to get to Orleans County and do it. It's cheaper. And also that Mexican restaurant in Medina on 31 is incredible.
I have not been. been to Orleans County
incredible.
Since I ripped my goalie stick right before a playoff lacrosse game and had to use a backup goalie stick when I went to fill in the fourth quarter.
That's a lot of information there, Joe.
You like that? That's the last time I was in Orleans
there
County.
There you go, right there. Pete in Ontario, let's hear Pete's advice to President Trump in tonight's debate. Pete, what would you say to him?
Well, I think that I agree with you that the mute button isn't a big deal. It's got if you don't know what it's basically, you know, when the 2 minutes is given to whoever it is given to, then they'll put the mute button on. But I'm going to tell you something. If all of a sudden we see, because we know the moderator is completely biased, but she doesn't have control of the buttons. But if all of a sudden we see that during one of Trump's 2 minutes or when he's allowed to basically go off the topic, if all of a sudden they mute him at that point, that would be it for the commission. They need to be disbanded. They should be disbanded now because the Republicans are on that commission are never Trumpers. I mean, that's factual proof in and out. And anything this guy deals with, I mean, I just listen to an Obama, listen to anybody that's on the left, any Democrat that is in front of the media, is a stone cold liar. Do you? Let me ask you something, Kevin Hardwick. I get it. I've heard him off and on. I might live in up here, but off and on over the years, I've heard him for sure. He's a little bit different. But do you respect a guy like Juan Williams that knows factually he's lying? When he there's nothing that Trump could ever do right.
Let me show you the difference, though. And this is where I'm coming from. I've heard many people talk about the way Democrats have looked at COVID and business and the reaction. And listen, I call this flip-flop radio. This is radio that you do in your flip-flops. You show up 5 minutes before the program, you plug in your microphone, and you just do what is on your mind. There's no thought put into it. It's just reactionary. I'm going to throw a question out. Let's just throw red meat at the audience. I don't like that radio. I don't want to do that radio. I want to have real thought. I don't believe liberals are the enemy, Pete. I don't believe Democrats are the enemy. I think the problem with business and liberals, progressive Democrats, polling cars, Cuomo, is that they don't understand it. They think it's magic that every 2 weeks a check shows up in your account, Pete. They don't understand how money's made. They don't understand how business works. And they think that you can shut down an economy and it plugs back in magically. That taxes just show up. Everything is done automatically. They have no idea how tough it is to compete against a competitor. They don't understand the market. They don't understand employees. And there are a lot of government employees, New York State employees, that don't really work for a living. 90% of their day, they show up, they do the same thing they do every day, they respond to emails. There are people out there that are busting their butt just to feed their family. They understand what is out there in the economy. They work every single day. And if they don't have that opportunity, they don't eat. It's that serious. And we have a side in our own country that looks at business and money and say, hey, you know what? I'll raise your corporate taxes to 28%. You'll just make more money. You just have to work harder. It's easy for you because you're a millionaire. It's easy for you because you own a business. It's an ignorance of the way it works. It doesn't mean that they hate it. They just don't understand it.
Okay, that's fine for people that profess to be the left-wing, the liberal. But when an alcoholic is drinking all these years and he's slowly losing everything around him, there's one day it crashes down. Let me ask you this. Is not Joe Biden, who his whole life has been through government and knows right and wrong, an evil man? Is he not an evil man? I mean, this is a bold-faced liar, okay, that will lie straight to the people that rely on him to be an honest broker of their day-to-day movement through business and social structure and all that. But he is a evil liar.
No, but see, but then again, everything is right, what you're saying about the lying part. But understand that if you truly believe, and this is a philosophical debate, over whether or not the ends justify the means. There are people in this world, Eastern philosophy, that will lie to your face And the honor system is completely different because in the Middle East, I will lie to you every single day. As long as I get what I need for my cause, I'm a noble, honorable warrior. In the West, it's totally different. There is a mindset on the left that no matter what I have to do, I will do for my cause. And my honor is based on the end result. It's not based on the travel or the journey that I get there. And it's a principle thing. It's a different moral value. I find it repugnant, Pete, like you find it repugnant. But I'm saying that this is, they're justifying their the ends always justify the means. And if they want to win an election, they will do whatever they have to do because Donald Trump is Lucifer. And what we are up against is we could say, no, Joe Biden is Lucifer. And what we do is we get into hyperbole, ad hominem attacks, and then we never have a functioning, we constantly are creating scar tissue and we never heal. And there needs to be someone, there needs to be a cause. I take this as our mission, as conservatives, our mission has to be to say, everything is, this is the United States of America. Joe Biden is not smart enough, he's not tough enough, and he's not wicked enough to destroy this country. There's nothing Obama can do to destroy this country because this is a gift from God. And we are, there is never going to be socialism in America as long as people that think like you and people that think like a majority of this audience are ready. You can't beat us. You can't beat the United States. You're never going to defeat us. Now, you can make our lives miserable. You can temporarily take our guns until we get a federal, until we get a Supreme Court justice decision on the SAFE Act. But you are never going to ever defeat the will and the righteousness of what this country stands for. And as long as you believe that to be true, this is all garbage. It's all noise. Donald Trump is going to bring us to a spot where we need to be quicker than Joe Biden is going to get us there. But Joe Biden can do whatever he wants for 4 years. He'll be obstructed. He'll be resisted. And you're going to get a leader in there that can bring America together after a Joe Biden presidency. I don't want to see that happen because I see more black people, more gay people, more people in the city, more Hispanics working, being successful, accumulating wealth under a Trump presidency than a Biden presidency. But I'm not going to fall into the left-wing garbage where we're just throwing out red meat to fire people up. Pete, I always love your point of view. I think you're brilliant. I really do. He's Canadian, American, living in Canada. But I love the way Pete looks at the world. I respect it. I'm just saying, I don't want to fall into that lazy Cuomo is the devil. Mark Poloncarz is evil. No, he's not. He's flawed like you're flawed. You just got to call him out when you disagree. But the real reason why people hate Mark Poloncarz and they hate Andrew Cuomo is because you can't beat him. And you can't beat him when you're constantly doing the exact same the left does to us. Go to South Carolina as a liberal and see how easy it is to get elected. You're in a blue state. You got to build coalitions. You got to find people that agree with you to go after a common cause. And if you don't, you end up like a frustrated fool screaming about all the injustice of the world and nothing gets accomplished. You never win. We need to win. And we're going to win in 2 weeks because more people think like us and more black people do not feel that the Democrat Party in the urban cities in America have done anything for them in the last 70 years. Nothing has changed. Your leadership is Democrat. Your city council is Democrat. Your police are Democrat. And what has changed? Nothing. Nothing. This is the opportunity to make that seismic change.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com?
We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, we're going to talk about the debate with Troy Stewart, former Army First Sergeant. That is actually Troy Stewart back in the day at Fort Benning, Georgia. He is 50% of Stu and the Nun, a nationally recognized podcast talking about national security and the military. Lives right here in Buffalo, New York. Known him for years. You've heard him, the Boo Hammer military blog. Wildly popular. Troy, thank you for taking time and talking about the debate tonight.
No problem, Dave. That intro music, if that's what we call it, is much better than last week's.
It was Sailing by, what was it? It was horrible. Anyway, okay, you are advising Joe Biden. The world is now talking about this Hunter Biden hard drive. We just found out yesterday that there is a 270 investigation, which is money laundering, international, multinational money laundering in the Baltimore district of the FBI. This has been going on since 2019. Yeah, they've had the hard drive since 2019. The FBI is investigating it. You know that Trump is loaded for bear. What do you advise Joe Biden to do tonight in the debate to counter and parry the punches that President Trump is inevitably going to throw?
Well, he can't just turn his back and ignore it. I think that would be the worst thing he could do. He needs to face it head on, right? Kind of face your fears and get out in front of it. It'd be my advice to him. I don't know what level he'd do it because there's more info coming out this morning that's even more damning. But he needs to somehow address it and try to take as much wind out of President Trump's sails as he can.
Don't you think, though, the best response is my son is a crackhead and he says things that he doesn't mean and he's addicted to crack?
If there was no tie to him, then he could say, hey, he's a grown man. He does his own business, you know, that kind of stuff. But now that there's these references to the big guy and now we have his business partner coming out saying that it was absolutely talking about, you know, Joe Biden and all that stuff, it's going to be hard for him to say, to claim ignorance and say, hey, he does his own business. He's a grown man.
Right. But I mean, you could say, look, sometimes you have children that make you proud. Sometimes you have children that you love and they don't make you proud because of their actions. I love Hunter. I'm there for him when he needs me. Sometimes he says things and he implied that I was involved in this. I don't know. That's a really good way to look at it, Troy. I appreciate that. Troy Stewart, Stu and the Nun is the podcast. It airs Thursdays, 8 p.m. You can go on Facebook, Stu and the Nun. Nun has two N's in it. Now, you're advising President Trump now. I've moved you over and increased your pay. You're now advising the president. What does he have to do tonight to be able to really change the narrative from the first debate?
I think he needs to use the first debate as the low bar and come above that and do what many people have advised him since and what he did a little bit in the first debate, which is sit back and let Joe Biden's mouth get himself in trouble, or let the awkward silence, you know, get himself in trouble. So just like he did before. So he needs to just pause a little bit, sit back. Let's see what Joe Biden does, how quick he looks down at his notes. If he starts fumbling and stuttering and all that kind of stuff, that would do more good than just the president trying to yell over a muted microphone or anything else, I think.
Now, the story yesterday broke that Iran working on Russian servers were sending emails to registered Democrats in the guise that they were Proud Boys, and basically saying, hey, you better vote for Trump. You better change your registration, even though Florida registration closed 10 days ago. They said, please do it, prove it, or we're going to find you and make you a Proud Boy. I don't know what the threat was, but it turned out to be Iran. Doesn't that story really say that the voter databases are obviously have been corrupted? I mean, I can't believe the Democrats gave this information to Iran. Iran somehow hacked it. And if you have someone's name and address and date of birth, you could pretty much do whatever you want with an absentee, mail-in ballot, anything else. Isn't this a precursor to more foreign shenanigans because of these letters now that we have confirmation of them coming from Iran and Russia?
Oh, absolutely. And make it even worse in places like this state of New York, where there's no ID required, right? All you need is a name and an address. Walk into the local voting place and say, I'm that person, sign their name and go vote, right? So all you need is a name and address. If I have your name and address, I can go to your, I can look it up and see where you vote. So there's nothing saying that Iran or other associated groups couldn't mobilize people to say, hey, here's names and addresses. Go in and vote for the Democrats on this side. Just to say you're this person. I have been questioning, Dave. What happens if I happens to me? What if I walk in on that Tuesday and say, hey, I'm here to vote? And I go, no, someone's already voted for you. How do I contest that? Do I still get to vote? I mean,
You vote by affidavit and then they find out where the other vote went. But it takes months to do, weeks to do. I tell you, the big giveaway is if someone shows up as Troy Stewart at Erie County Board of Elections and it says employment coods forces, we'll know exactly where that came from.
Or if they have a head full of hair.
That's right. It's like, who is this? Gabe Kaplan from Welcome Back, Cotter? That doesn't make any sense. But again, though, doesn't this also show us that if Russia was involved in 2016, why wasn't the Obama campaign or the Obama administration, Department of Justice, James Comey, why didn't you hold a press conference saying we have evidence that Russia is involved in this election?
I think because they didn't want to do, I think in my opinion, they didn't want to do any disturbance. Everyone was so convinced that Hillary was going to win. They wanted to just skate on through. The same reason why Obama didn't appoint a ton of judges. He was going to leave that all for her. He kicked that can down the road and look where that got him. Right. People just made a lot of bad assumptions based on bad data. And they just thought everything was for them. And this one definitely is for them. And it's pretty sad. And I think if the American people think that we, not only that we haven't been interrupting people's elections and involved, our agencies definitely have, but there's been countries and other nation states that have been trying to do it to us for years. It's just now we get visibility to it. And because everything's online, we find out they're hacking and all that kind of stuff.
His name is Troy Stewart. He's a former first sergeant in the United States Army. He has shot more terrorists than a Spectre gunship. And he has fought in Afghanistan, Iraq. He now hosts a podcast called Stu and the Nun with two N's.com. You can go there or you can go on Facebook Thursdays at 8 o'clock when you're not listening to WBN, of course. Troy, always the best. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Dave. Good talk.
That is Troy Stewart. By the way, tonight we will be covering the debate live, 9 o'clock here on WBN. At 10:30, this guy named Joe Beamer is going to take over. He's going to take your calls all the way up till whenever he decides to get out of the studio. We want to remind you to listen to WBN on your smart speaker. Ask it to play WBN. It's powered by Dell Technologies. You can call 877-ASK-DELL. Leo is over there on a cell phone. He's been waiting patiently. Leo, what do you have to say?
To see President Trump talk about is the impact of tax cuts on the people who at the bottom of the economic ladder, people who basically need to ask the government for assistance. And I wouldn't just talk about his tax cuts, but I'd talk about the consistent results of tax cuts from Kennedy to Reagan to his tax cut, because the number of people who live with their hand out looking for a benefit package from the government went down considerably. 4 million people after the tax cut, after Trump's tax cut, got off of food stamps, for instance. And the same impact was true for the Reagan tax cuts, and the same impact was true for the Kennedy tax cuts, that it provided opportunities for people at the bottom of the economic ladder that just didn't exist before cutting taxes. Basically, I'd like them to sell the idea that the people at the bottom of the economic ladder thrive more when politicians' authority over our treasure and our choices are reduced.
Wow, that is Leo, that is an excellent call, and you're throwing data out there. You did your research. I really appreciate that. Whenever you are on a talk show and you don't hear the host talking, that's because you're rocking and rolling, and you did a great job. Thank you, Leo. Brilliant call. I want to hear more Leo in the future. Up next... Oh, no. Yes, he served his country at a time of war. His name's Omar Hardaway. He was missing last week, and the text board went crazy. Volkswagen Orchard Park text board went nuts. Where's Omar Hardaway? Well, here he is. He's from the city of Chicago. He's in the city of Chicago. He is a registered Democrat and a Biden supporter, but he's one of the toughest dudes I've ever met in my life. I love this guy. He is a true American warrior. Omar, how are you today, sir?
Doctor. Hey, brother. Well, first of all, the reason I couldn't make it last week is because my shoe fell off to the phone.
Yeah.
Then
that happened.
Switchboards just went crazy.
Switchboards. That's right. My shoe fell off. Remember that?
My shoe fell off.
Now, listen, I'm going to give you a job right now. You were advising Joe Biden in this debate tonight. He's debating at 9 o'clock. It'll be live here on WBEN, followed by Joe Beamer at 10:30, by the way. But he's in the debate. You know right now that Trump is coming for this Hunter Biden hard drive. We've heard the stories that the FBI has been investigating money laundering since 2019, that this is an international investigation, criminal investigation out of the Baltimore office. There's no hiding from this story. What do you tell Joe Biden in the debate tonight to be prepared for, and what do you think Joe Biden should do to avoid what is probably going to be an hour of continuous attacks on Hunter?
Well, Roger, I understand that, sir, and I think it's quite unfortunate that children have to be brought up in presidential matters. When I was coming up, sir, children were off limits. How does what your child do basically affect you as an adult? Now, if they can prove to me, if someone could prove to me, sir, that the actions of Hunter Biden were intermixed with the VPs, with vice president, then I can understand the attacks. Besides now,
but what do you tell Biden to do, though, to avoid that? I mean, because what they're going to say is that Joe Biden is the big guy. And Joe Biden is lining his pockets on the deal that Hunter's making. And by the way, his own FEC reporting shows that he made $16 million annually outside of the White House. So, you know, naturally that connection is going to be made there. What do you tell Joe Biden to, I mean, what I would say is I would say my son's a crackhead and he says things that aren't true.
That's not, every parent that has children has some type of issues, shape, form, or fashion with the child. Being on drugs is a horrific issue, and I don't think that that needs to be brought to the forefront. That's a personal issue. How dare? Why would any American bring that out up?
Because what I'm saying, though, is that seems to be the only defense that Joe Biden can have to not connect him to Hunter is to say, my son has a drug problem, and he was using my name against my will.
Okay, Roger, got it. You proved to me, with lawyers, DOJ, et cetera, proved to me that the vice president did anything wrong in Ukraine or anything that his son is connected with. Now, your initial question, and I heard you earlier, sir, you said that when the host is quiet, that means that the guest is doing well. Well, brother, you're never quiet when I'm on.
Oh, stop it. I love you. All right, now, listen. I need to ask you, what would you advise Trump to do today to have a better performance than he had in the first debate?
Okay, Roger, I know our time is limited. First of all, Vice President Biden needs to unify, stabilize, and preserve a format of decency when it comes to the White House. As far as this sitting president, Mr. President, please, sir, please, I think he needs to start believing in scientists and doctors. Because he has chosen not to believe in credible scientists and doctors, our country is in the dilemma that we currently face right now, sir.
I was being quiet to show you that Big Smooth is on a roll.
I'm not trying to be on a roll.
What do you make of if Iran is involved in this election? We just heard the FBI yesterday, these emails from Proud Boys targeting registered Democrats, telling them vote for Trump or else, Iranian propaganda, Iranian proxies using Russian servers. Why shouldn't Obama, during his administration, shouldn't that have been brought up when we knew that Russia was involved in 2016? Wouldn't that have been more responsible than maybe James Comey telling us that Hillary's emails are still under investigation? Wouldn't it have been appropriate at that time to say, oh, by the way, Putin is also in this race. Be on the lookout for shenanigans. Russia is trying to influence the vote.
See, here's the difference in myself and others. I'm willing to say when someone's wrong. Anyone who is trying to attack our democracy in any shape, form, or matter should be persecuted to the highest degree. I'll even go so far to say that it's an act of war. Unless we do something in a severe manner, they're going to continuously try to attack our democracy. Yes, President Obama should have done something about it. Why isn't President Trump doing anything about it right now? Anytime an issue arises or comes about, everything is always thrown back to Obama. Obama isn't the president now, sir. President Trump is our president now.
Does it bother you that when people Google your name, the first thing that comes up is an Associated Press photo with 10 million hits of you hugging the president?
Wait a minute now. See, here it is. I've defended the president. And this is so weird because people don't understand. I'm from Chicago. No one in Chicago loves the president. And I sit up here and defend our sitting president, trying to tell people, hey, man, I looked his brother in his eye. I shook his hand. I didn't get that feeling.
You hugged the man.
I don't remember if I hugged him.
Oh, you hugged him. I have the photos to prove it.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. It was a shoulder hug, but it was a hug.
Listen, brother,
It was like a 50 Cent hug. Does that bother you that 50 Cent endorsed Trump?
Of course it doesn't bother me because as a knowledgeable person, we all know that people with money are going to stick with people who have money. 50 Cent is rich.
Well, not according to the IRS.
Well, hey, Sarge.
I'm just saying.
These people, they have money hidden in various formats or forms, okay? We all know this. And you know what? I am not upset with no rich person in the world. Just quit taking from me all the time.
I hear that. That is Big Smooth. His name's Omar Hardaway. Let's have his outro music. Always a pleasure. Every Thursday, you can hear him, and you get the other side, and that's what it's about. It's about love. It's about respect. It's about hearing what other people have to say. Do you remember? Come on.
The very first time, September.
We got to get the lyrics for Omar. No, it's fine. I love you, man. You take care. I'll talk to you next Thursday. Actually, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You be good. That's Omar Hardaway from the city of Chicago, who is on the Associated Press with the President of the United States with your Google today.
But does it bother you that when you search Google Omar Hardaway, the first thing that comes up with you is you in a Washington Nationals jersey?
That it, you know what? That's the other thing. Omar, hey, Omar, are you still there?
Brother.
Okay, when we were doing that pitch at the NLCS last year, and you saved a lot of my esteem because you dug that thing out of the dirt.
Well, my you know, I met Rick Sutcliffe, and he told me if I ever have to catch a ball from a Medal of Honor awardee, make sure I don't miss it.
And do you remember the instructions I gave? I need a higher target.
Yes, that was so funny. You didn't even have to say anything. You just moved your hand northwest.
Come on. South. I need the heater, and I need it high.
Yes, sir.
That's it. No, Omar's the best. All right, thank you, Omar. And the next first pitch, he will also be there with a catcher's glove this time. Omar Hardaway, you heard it here. We are going to have Dr. Jacob Neuheisel from the University of Buffalo up next. Haven't talked to him in ages. Love Dr. Neuheisel. He's coming in. He's going to be talking about the election. We're going to ask him about the Electoral College, too, because he is a professor. This is what he does for a living. He's super smart. And we'll talk to him. Tony in Niagara Falls will get to you, too, so stay on hold. And we will have all of that.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.